Russian forces capture British fighter in Ukraine battle, claims Kremlin. By Breitbart London on November 25, 2024. AP, the Russian military have captured a British national fighting alongside Ukrainian troops in Russia's partially occupied Kursk region. State news agency TASS reported Monday, citing unidentified sources in law enforcement. The man was identified by TASS and other media as James Scott Rees-Anderson. TASS quoted him as saying that he had served as a signalman in the British Army for 4 years and then joined the International Legion of Ukraine, formed early on in Russia's nearly three-year-old war against its neighbor. In Ukraine, Anderson reportedly served as an instructor for Ukrainian troops and was deployed to the Kursk region against his will. TASS published a video of the man saying in English that he doesn't want to be here. The report couldn't be independently verified, but if confirmed, it could be one of the first publicly known cases of a Western national captured on Russian soil while fighting for Ukraine. The UK embassy in Moscow said officials were supporting the family of a British man following reports of his detention but provided no further details. The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The soldier's father, Scott Anderson, told Britain's Daily Mail newspaper that his son's Ukrainian commander had informed him that the young man had been captured. Scott Anderson said his son had served in the British military for 4 years, then briefly worked as a police custody officer before going to Ukraine to fight. He said he tried to convince his son not to join the Ukrainian military, and now he fears for his safety. "I'm hoping he'll be used as a bargaining chip. But my son told me they torture their prisoners and I'm so frightened he'll be tortured," he told the newspaper. The UK Foreign Office said it was supporting the family of a British man following reports of his detention. The International Legion for Defense of Ukraine was created at the request of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky shortly after Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. The Legion is a unit of Ukraine's ground forces that consists mostly of foreign volunteers. Apart from the Legion, Ukraine recruits foreigners to other units of its army, filling squads, companies, or even battalions. Early on in the war, Ukraine's authorities said over 20,000 people from 52 countries came to Ukraine to help it defend itself against Russia's aggression. Ever since, the numbers of foreign fighters in the ranks of the Ukrainian military have been classified. Overnight, Russian forces fired multiple drones at Ukraine, according to Ukrainian officials. Dozens of Iranian-made Shahed drones flew at and through the city of Zaporizhia in the southeast, according to regional head Ivan Fedorov. Drone explosions and falling debris damaged several residential houses in the city, injuring a 13-year-old, according to the official. Footage of the aftermath of the attack posted by Fedorov showed heavily wrecked houses with windows blown out and roofs pierced. In the capital, Kyiv, debris of intercepted drones fell in the city's Darnitsky district. But no one was harmed, the regional administration said on Monday morning. In the Mykolaiv region in the south of the country, the drones targeted energy infrastructure overnight, causing a temporary power disruption, regional head Vitaly Kim said. Kim said energy providers have already restored power to the majority of consumers, and repair works are ongoing, adding that there were no casualties. On Monday morning, the Russian military attacked the city center of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city in the northeast, injuring at least 19 people, according to Mayor Ihor Terekhov. Terekhov said the attack on a densely populated residential area was carried out by a modified S-400 missile, which hit courtyards surrounded by multi-story buildings. Outbuildings and vehicles caught fire.